You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Russian State Duma ratifies protocol allowing Belarusians to participate in local elections in Russia. Belarus-China Center for Basic Scientific Research opens at BSU. Belarus invites Poland to hold talks on security. And now about these naughty events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko met with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. The conversation lasted almost 3 hours. During this time, the leaders discussed the widest possible range of topics. The presidents met in an informal setting. Alexander Lukashenko invited his Indonesian counterpart over to his home. "It is a great honor to be welcomed into your home," the Indonesian president said. "I am happy to welcome you here in this house, and I am ready to discuss all issues that may be on the agenda of our relations," the Belarusian leader added. For his part, Indonesia President Prabowo Subianto said, "Thank you again, Mr. President, for welcoming me to your home. It is a great honor. I very much hope that in the near future you will find the opportunity to visit my home in Indonesia. I would be delighted. I think we will choose the time and prepare thoroughly, work on the agenda of the visit. I will be looking forward to visiting Indonesia again," Alexander Lukashenko said.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
The State Duma of Russia ratified the protocol amending the agreement between Belarus and the Russian Federation on equal rights of citizens. The protocol was signed in Moscow and is aimed at fine-tuning certain provisions of the agreement on equal rights of citizens. In particular, the protocol adds a provision to Article 1 of the agreement stipulating that citizens of one party who permanently reside in the territory of the other party have the right to elect and be elected to local self-government bodies. The protocol shall enter into force on the date of receipt through diplomatic channels of the last written notification of the completion of the necessary domestic procedures.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Minsk and St. Petersburg signed a roadmap to promote cooperation in trade, economy, science and technology, humanitarian affairs for 2026-2030. The document was signed by Minsk Mayor Vladimir Kukharov and Governor of St. Petersburg Alexander Beglov. The roadmap covers the areas outlined by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko at a meeting with the Governor of St. Petersburg. There are about 30 items in the roadmap. These include the manufacturing sector, healthcare, education, culture, tourism and more. "This is a plan of work for the next 5 years," St. Petersburg Governor Alexander Beglov said. The governor stressed that in the course of the implementation of the plan, changes will be made and additional agreements concluded, if necessary. However, the integration processes discussed by the presidents of the two countries will always take center stage. "We were instructed to promote the integration, to set up joint ventures and projects to help people of all generations communicate with each other," he said. "Economic cooperation will continue. I want to say that momentum remains in place. Last year, the trade between the Republic of Belarus and St. Petersburg exceeded $3 billion, and we continue to move forward," Alexander Beglov noted. Minsk Mayor Vladimir Kukharov is confident that all the documents signed during the visit of the St. Petersburg delegation will give a new impetus to cooperation. "Our countries and cities are developing dynamically. We exchange views on the newest avenues of cooperation that we tap into every year," he said. "These projects are interesting, and I think we will keep the momentum going. We have opportunities to work in digital technology. There are great prospects and good developments both in St. Petersburg and Minsk."
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarus' profitability of sold goods, works and services amounted to 8.2% in January-May 2025, return on sales 6.8%. As of 1 June 2025, accounts receivable amounted to over 94 billion Belarusian rubles, including overdue, almost 11 billion Belarusian rubles, or 11.6% of total accounts receivable. Accounts payable amounted to over 112 billion Belarusian rubles, including almost 13 billion overdue, or 11.5% of the total accounts payable. Data on financial performance of organizations are given without banks, non-bank credit and financial institutions, the development bank, insurance organizations, budget organizations, and small organizations without departmental subordination.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
In January-June 2025, Belarus passenger traffic totaled 12.9 million passenger kilometers, up by 6.7% year-on-year. As many as 834 million people used passenger transportation services, which was up by 1.8% from H1 2024. In January-June 2025, freight traffic was estimated at 35 million ton kilometers, which was 96.4% as against H1 2024.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
The Belarus-China Center for Basic Scientific Research has officially opened at Belarusian State University. Attending the opening ceremony were BSU rector Andrei Korol and president of Peking University Gong Xihuan. We're moving from quantity to quality. For many years, Belarus and China have developed cooperation in higher education, science, and culture. BSU and its partner institutions have taken an active part in this. Back in 2019, we signed what was essentially the first memorandum between BSU and Peking University. Since then, we have steadily built closer ties with that university. One major milestone was the launch of a joint training program for our critical field, biotechnology, which our president also mentioned today. Initially, our cooperation focused solely on biology. Now we're involved in joint Belarus-China projects across six faculties, with students taking part in summer schools and academic exchanges. For example, this year a student from the Faculty of History won a competition and will take part in an exchange program. It's a result of our steady progress in strengthening ties, Andrei Korol said. According to him, the center's documentation includes 60 proposals from BSU faculties addressed to the Chinese university. They cover a range of fields, including the humanities. We will discuss each proposal with our Chinese partners. This is extremely important to us. The agreement on a master program in biological sciences marks a continuation of our global cooperation, the BSU rector emphasized. Gong Xihuan expressed confidence that the opening of the center marks a new beginning based on the existing cooperation in biology.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarusian ambassador to Russia Alexander Rogozhnik held a meeting with the Russian president's special representative for international criminal law cooperation, ambassador at large of the Russian Foreign Ministry Ilya Rogachev. The parties discussed topical issues of cooperation in the international criminal law both on the bilateral track and in international organizations. The topic of countering the politicization of international institutions of justice was also considered.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarus has invited Poland to hold talks on security. Valery Ravenko, chief of the International Military Cooperation Department, aide for international military cooperation to the Belarusian defense minister, told the media. Amid the ongoing armed conflict in Ukraine, the accelerated militarization of the Republic of Poland, clearly exceeding defense sufficiency, is an additional factor contributing to the growth of tensions in the Eastern European region. The Republic of Belarus as a neighboring state cannot but respond to this trend, Valery Ravenko said. In 2025, Poland's military budget reached a record 4.7% of GDP. The country is actively purchasing foreign offensive weapons and building up the national military industrial capacities, setting up joint ventures to manufacture hardware and ammunition and foreign defense products under license. Practical measures are being taken to form three mechanized divisions in the eastern regions of the country. These measures not only have a negative impact on the regional balance of power, but are also perceived by us as part of a comprehensive, unfriendly strategy towards the Republic of Belarus. The Belarusian side believes that the resumption of cooperation between the verification centers of both states can serve as a first, but very concrete and indicative step towards establishing contacts between our states and stabilizing the situation in the region as a whole. The Republic of Belarus is determined to follow the path of bringing peace and stability back to the Eastern European region. In this regard, we continue to call on the military political leadership of the Republic of Poland to return to an equal and mutually respectful dialogue. we're ready to consider both a full return to the agreements concluded earlier and a possibility of expanding the toolkit of transparency, trust and security measures, Valeria Ravenko said. The Belarusian side hopes that the Polish leadership will make the right choice, the choice in favor of security, peaceful coexistence and cooperation.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Welcome to Belarus.
Vitebsk region. Welcome to Belarus. Vitebsk region is located in the northeast of Belarus and borders on Lithuania, Latvia, and Russia. The nature has generously endowed it with forests, numerous lakes, and more than 600 deep rivers. The National Park Broslav Lakes is famous far beyond the borders of the country. There are over 30 tourist attractions in the territory of park, wildlife sanctuaries, various monuments of architectural and archaeological significance. This region provides ample opportunities to have rest and get unforgettable impressions. Berezinski Reserve is included into the World Network of Biosphere Reserves protected by UNESCO. You have a wonderful opportunity to visit this picturesque region, which has no peers elsewhere in the world. It has an impressive number of national reserves and over 40 wildlife sanctuaries are located in Vitebsk region. The most ancient towns of Belarus are Polotsk, Vitebsk and Orsha. More than 30 state museums and 16 of their branches are available for tourists. There are 42 magnificent mansions and a great number of parks protected by the state here. The life and work of famous enlighteners and artists are connected with Vitebsk land. St. Euphrosyne of Polotsk, Simeon Polotsky, Francisk Skorina, the artists Marc Chagall, Ilya Repin, and Kazimir Malevich. About 20 large festivals and holidays which get visitors from many countries of the world are held annually in the region. Famous festival Slavansky Bazaar is one of such holidays. Hospitable Vitebsk land will be glad to greet you.
Music Box.
Давай что-то делать, что-то решать, раз нет берега.
хочешь вернуть, но играешь в игру. Да я на неделю опять пропаду. Вспомни сам, как я ждала, и сколько дней мы сходим с ума. Ты снова пишешь ночами, чувства накроют, будто цунами. Жизнь или лучше сама, расставлю все на свои.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Душа поет!